All right, let me jump on into today's opening Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys, as always, that Stan McDonald, attorney Stan McDonald, sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and he's a 30-year veteran of the practice of law, and I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, let me ask you this. Have you ever seen or experienced one of those moments when you hear someone utter something and you just know it shouldn't have been said? Like, okay, that should not have happened. Like, keep those inside words inside. Sort of like that time that I was in church and a guy stood up to sing a solo. And like the old country saying goes, old boy was operating outside his gifts. I mean, it was awful. There he is singing in front of everybody, off key, just sort of quenched the spirit, if you know what I mean. Look, sometimes folks do. They get outside their gifts, right? At the very least, they say more than they should have. It's like a way of robbing the moment of its expected impact. Sort of like watching, like, former, and I stress former, President Biden trying to read his teleprompter and accidentally reading one of the administrative notes, like the time he just awkwardly said, end quote, at the end of a sentence. You could tell he had no idea what was happening. It must have been really hard to be his communications director. But it's a bipartisan issue, I will be honest. There was a time we had the really unusual moment with Governor Kay Ivey right here in Alabama. She's a Republican. She held a press event to announce a new campaign sponsored by her office to encourage folks to buy electric vehicles. Yep, the GOP governor pushing EVs. A guy named Greg Garrison, he's a reporter with AL.com, he asked her on camera, Governor, what about you? Are you going to get an electric vehicle? Well, she said, my Mercedes is doing fine. And Garrison couldn't help himself. He followed up by asking, well, Mercedes is going to make an electric vehicle. Will you get one of those? To which she then responded, well, if mine wears out, I'll take a look then. On the heels of a press conference where she's urging Alabamians to buy EVs. Sort of took all the air out of the tires at the press event, you know what I'm saying? By the way, that was a pun, by the way, air out of the tires. But hey, she didn't lie, right? Look, I knew one politician who's now passed away, but she was absent from Montgomery for over 2 years. And even while she was there, she wasn't really there, if you know what I mean. I'll never forget when a bunch of knuckleheaded animal rights activists got her to carry one of their bills. And she stood up to present the bill in committee, and she said she took it on because it was about puppies and kittens, and she loves her some puppies and kittens. She had no idea what the bill was. She had no idea the bill was going to harm family farms, crush livestock operations. It was way over her head. She was so outside of her gifts. What I'm saying is this. There's no press secretary. There's no communications director. There's no pundit good enough at their job to save every person from themselves. If they're outside their gifts, over their heads, or they just slip up and let their inside words become outside words, well, sooner or later, it's going to become one of those irretrievable moments when it's already been said and you can't take it back. One of those times when all God's children get to see that the emperor has no clothes, if you know what I mean. But then there's the ones who know exactly what they're doing. And they say things with the full intent of causing harm, demeaning others, or placing people in difficult situations. I'm talking about elected officials who actually have a responsibility to lead and govern, but too often they just become mere bullies, shouting the most incredibly inflammatory and sometimes evil words. And when that happens, I like to point out that they're grifters, they're charlatans, and they simply enjoy what I call rhetoric without responsibility. Rhetoric without responsibility. So, you know, rhetoric, the ability to shout whatever you want from the podium, just say whatever you want to in a podcast interview or scream it at a town hall, inflame it in an op-ed. Elected officials who could care less what their words will cause or do, even if their own words inflame a deranged lunatic to shoot up an ICE facility and murder innocent people. They abuse their ability to launch rhetoric, and they do so without any sense of responsibility for the outcome. It is rhetoric without responsibility, and in my opinion, the self-entitled members of the left wing of politics are inflaming the unstable and the easily manipulated members of their progressive base, and it's causing a wave of violent leftist reaction, and it has to stop. Someone has got to tell these hate baiters to cool their words. Someone has to let them know that the constant demonization of law enforcement and the assault on the good name of members of the right are not only unwelcome, they're actually dangerous. No one in an elected position of authority should be allowed to simply enjoy rhetoric without responsibility. Yesterday, the awful news broke that another left-wing ideologue shot up an ICE facility. It's not the first time either. I mean, we're seeing riots, demonstrations, bricks and rocks being thrown at ICE agents, apps being generated to actually dox and disclose the whereabouts of ICE operations and ICE personnel. Another shooting at an ICE facility just weeks ago that was a coordinated ambush by multiple attackers. Yeah, that was in the news, but it kind of got glossed over, didn't it? In yesterday's shooting in Dallas, the shooter was firing from an adjacent rooftop indiscriminately at ICE agents and their detainees. No law enforcement were killed in this melee this time, but the shooter did kill one illegal immigrant detainee and injure another before taking his own life. Evidence found at the scene included anti-ICE slogans written on leftover shell casings. And just the night before that, y'all, just the night before that deadly shooting by a deranged leftist, the uber-liberal Governor Gavin Newsom went on Stephen Colbert's show and ranted about ICE, saying such dangerous tripe as things like ICE is targeting the, quote, black and brown communities, that they're, quote, authoritarians. But he couldn't stop there. He kept going, demanding that ICE agents take off their masks, saying things like, masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability. He went on to say, this can't be normalized. None of this can be normalized. He knows none of that's true. He knows it. He knows that what he is doing is inflaming fear and stoking the fires of violence. But he's Gavin Newsom. And like most good leftists, he enjoys rhetoric without responsibility. How about Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, a man who's never led a thing in his life, who now allegedly leads one of the largest cities in the world, who shouts about ICE, who just last week called law enforcement a sickness, who also last week signed an executive order encouraging people in Chicago to protest ICE and interrupt their operations. How about the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, who is now under federal investigation, by the way, who ordered all local law enforcement and government offices to refuse to cooperate with ICE? Or how about the young barista-turned-congresswoman Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who recently called ICE a, quote, rogue agency that should not exist, and then called for ICE to be disbanded? AOC also recently said that new funding for ICE was going to result in an ICE explosion and ensuing barbarism. Barbarism. I mean, I could give you a list here. Democrat Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, just a few months ago, he referred to ICE agents as Trump's modern-day Gestapo. You got Democrat Congressman John Larson. Just in a week or so ago, Larson was shown in a video shouting, that's the SS and the Gestapo, as he yelled at masked ICE agents. Democrat Congressman Stephen Lynch, June of this year, in an Instagram post, he used the phrase Gestapo-style tactics to criticize ICE. How about Democrat Congressman Dan Goldman, along with other Democrat politicians? Goldman has been reported to have compared ICE to the Gestapo during his critiques of immigration enforcement. Look, I could go on and on. But suffice to say, the Democrats in elected office right now, they are out of control. They have chosen to demonize good men and women in law enforcement, and particularly with ICE, with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as some kind of jackbooted thugs, and their irresponsible rhetoric is getting people killed. But it's all of us, though, that get to deal with it, right? That's why I keep saying it's so important, maybe now more than ever, that we find and promote and support and vote for good quality candidates for any elected position, I don't care what it is. I'm so tired of seeing mayors and school board members and state officials and congressmen and others who obviously have no clue, who are operating so far outside their gifts, who have no concept how to run the organization they've been duly elected to serve. Folks get in office who have no business being there other than just winning a popularity contest at the ballot box, and then we all get to pay the price for it. Yeah, we need to pay attention to those times when they slip up and let their inside words become their outside words, and we cannot laugh it off. Because that rhetoric without responsibility, it's dangerous. Just ask ICE. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.